Blog Talk Radio.
Not what the world tells us. Did you know that we, who are the body of Christ, are going to outlast the world? And yet, how often do we let the world dictate to us how to be, how to do? The world is here short term, but the people of God are forever. Because the people of God are in God. So why let the world dictate to us what can only be short-term knowledge? And what God has given us transcends time and space. So God has invested the family with authority. And the world is working really, really hard to divest the family of authority, to take away from the reality of family. I don't know if any of you saw, there was an article in one of the issues of the Observer Dispatch this week, and it was guide on how to make moving in together easier. You know, we need to, even though it's maybe crude, we need to quit using nice terms like they're living together. And no matter how crude it is, get back to realizing they're just shacking up. And I don't think there are any rules for a smooth transition. But you see, we say, well, you know, that's just how it is. 10% of the 10% of heterosexual couples, it said in this article, are consensual agreement arrangements. No matter how easy it is still as much a sin now as it ever was. And it's because God has invested the family with authority that the world is trying to erode that authority. But this authority is not automatic. Every member of the family must work at it, because every member has a significant role to fulfill. Each member of the family has been invested with the care of real aspects of the house. So along the same line, God has invested every one of us with a, call it a talent if you want, or whatever, to fulfill his purpose in the family. And fulfill families and create that fulfilled church or the house of God, which then alters a community. So let's look at the three components in a family: the mother, the father, the children. Or the woman, the man, the children, whatever, however you want to look at it. This is how God has invested, how God has built. So we start with a woman, ladies first, right? Bless you like that. And what does God require of the woman in the family? If you put it all together, it runs, comes down to loving submission. Incidentally, submission is not a dirty four-letter word. We made it that way in the early days of the charismatic movement, by the way. But we're not there now. You know what the word submission really means? It's a very honorable word. It simply means one who has divested herself of herself in order to give herself to others, just as Jesus did. Just as Jesus did. No matter who the member of the family is, if we're all about me, it's detrimental. The Bible says the wife, the mother, the wife, is called upon to love her husband and her children. The mother, in a special way, is the builder of the home. The woman creates and sustains order in the home. She is invested with upholding the authority of the Word of God. It is to the wife, to the mother, to the woman that God says they need to walk in a godly fashion so that the Word of God will not be blasphemed. God didn't give that responsibility to men, but for the woman to see to it that the Word of God and its authority is upheld and not blasphemed. And it's not done through preaching, it's done through living. Loving submission. The man, we got to hustle here. The man is invested with loving headship. not bossship. The Bible says the man is to be in the home as Christ is in the church. Loving leadership is serving leadership. And then notice, the Bible says that the man is commanded by Scripture to live according to knowledge. To live according to knowledge, not by emotion, but according to knowledge. Giving honor to the wife because he realizes the heirship of grace. It says they are heirs together of the grace of life. While the woman is commanded by God to see to it that the word of God is not blasphemed, the word of God commands or invests the man with a responsibility to see that prayers are not hindered. That's when he talks about living according to knowledge, giving honor, so that your prayers are not hindered. The daily life of the man is the key of answered prayer, is the key to answered prayers. Of answered prayers too, I guess. But the daily life of the man, the husband and wife carry the responsibility for the authority of the Word of God and a prayer in much the same way as you read in the book of Acts, as the apostles carried out the ministry of the Word and prayer. After all, what is the family? It's just a small church. And what is the church? An assembly of small churches. And that's why I say, its strength lies in the weakest link